And welcome to Coach's Huddle. It is AM 540 KRXA, and that's the way we like it, having you join us every Sunday night as we get together talking about sports across the Central Coast. Well, it is a Father's Day, and I just, of course, want to start by wishing a very happy Father's Day to all of our fathers, those who are still with us, those of our dads who are gone, of course, but we're never going to forget them. And almost every day we think of them, but especially on this Father's Day 2011. So I've got some memories I'll share of me and my dad coming up. They're U.S. Open related. We will talk about a very impressive performance by a 22-year-old named Rory McIlroy at the U.S. Open this weekend. A little bit of Giants news as well. And here's a topic I want to get to later on in the show. I'd like to have you join us. Maybe you have some special sports memories you shared with your father. So perhaps you can share that or those with us as we go forward. Of course, Marie will be along with the Penzi Pasta Racing Report. And I want to send a special shout out to all the fans listening, KRXA540.com, all of our 540 friends. Had a chance this week when I opened up the Californian to read about the First Pitch Foundation. And I was impressed enough about the story that I wanted to invite the man whose idea this was. Or he worked with his dad to come up with the idea. So we're going to welcome Brandon Villar to Coach's Huddle. Brandon, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and I'm very impressed with you, young man. I had a chance, as I mentioned, to read this fine article that was written Monday. Tell us about what is the First Pitch Foundation.
Well, our soldiers come home every year, and they kind of just come back, and they're welcomed in by their families, and as soon as they get back, they kind of become citizens again. And you know, a lot of people forget what they did over there. And, well, with my brother over there especially, it made me think of, like, these soldiers need the congratulations and the appreciation that they deserve when they come back. And so we thought, how could we do that? And we kind of decided to combine America's pastime with America's heroes. And so we started calling baseball teams and minor league, major league, and trying to get a hold of teams that would help us out. And then we called veteran homes and veteran associations to see if we could recruit soldiers for them, and it's really taken off. It's become quite a great thing.
Tell us about the response that you've had so far, Brandon.
Oh, I've had quite a few soldiers come forward, and I mean, a lot of people really respect what I'm doing and appreciate it, and it's really great to see the soldiers get the appreciation that they deserve from their hometowns. It's quite something.
We are talking with Brandon Villar, who is a young man. You're still just 17, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you are a member of the Palma Chieftain football team. I believe you are quarterback, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you first jumped on my radar this year. I had a chance to see you playing out there along with the rest of the Chieftains out of the sports complex. You guys were on the radio. You're such a big deal over there. What was it that really, when you look into your young life, obviously you mentioned your brother. His name is Brian. He's serving our country. It's just an amazing story that you just jumped out and did something like this, Brandon. I can't tell you how impressive that. Are you aware of how impressive this is?
I don't really think of it as much as that, but I mean, it is really. I really do appreciate people when they tell me that. I do it for the soldiers. I really don't do it for the recognition.
Yeah, well, good for you. Well, that's a good leader right there, young man. And tell us
Thank
about
you,
your brother, Brian.
Well, he's been over there since last July. He's in the Northeast, and I mean, every day it's really crazy to hear. I mean, he's in firefights all the time, and that's when you really think about it, once you hear stuff that he goes through. And for a 21-year-old kid, it's amazing. And, well, he just finished his last mission yesterday, actually, so he's about to head back to Camp Stone and come on home.
Oh, boy, how exciting will that be for you and your family?
Oh, it was such a sigh of relief when we found out he was done.
Yeah, now, do you have a game lined up for your brother to throw the first pitch out at?
He got home kind of late, you know, that'll be almost towards the end of the season, or
yeah.
Late mid-season, so we couldn't, but he's definitely on our radar for next year. We're going to try and get him a good game.
Yeah, that's absolutely. You've got a great website. It's the firstpitchfoundation.com. Or is it .org? I'm sorry.
SCIF.org.
Oh, okay. Sorry. See, I forgot the .org part there, and I got the wrong one. Sorry. And what's the response been so far? I understand you've been getting folks who are interested from other parts of the country as well.
One of our first actually was from Chicago, and you know, I really wish we could have given this lady her her chance for her husband. You know, he definitely deserves it, but our reach isn't that far yet, especially in the major leagues and outside of California. It's pretty tough, but we're definitely hoping that we can start a little earlier this year and get some early seasons for next year.
On your very fine website, I've seen some of the teams where the returning veterans have had an opportunity to throw that first pitch out. San Jose Giants, the Stockton Ports. I love those Rivercats. Now, have you had a chance to be along for these ceremonies as well?
I've been to the Stockton Ports one and the San Jose Giants, but I haven't. We had one down south that I couldn't make it to, and I really wish I could have, but it's hard to get around down there.
Yeah, Brandon Villar is my guest. You're listening to AM 540 KRXA Coach's Huddle. We are talking about this young man who, along with his father, is honoring returning veterans through the First Pitch Foundation. You have put together America's Heroes with America's pastime. How come no major league team so far? I understand you're getting kind of a lesson in corporations and things like that, Brandon.
Well, a lot of the first pitches in the major leagues are run by corporations like the Giants. I think it's Kaiser and stuff like that. And
yeah.
The teams don't give out the first pitches. It's the corporations that do. So it's hard to get involved in that because normally they have someone set up. But it's a lot easier to do minor league. But we're definitely going to start going to places like that, corporations, and seeing if we can get their first pitches from them.
Absolutely. Like a good quarterback, your first receiver's covered. You got to look off and try to get the ball down the field to somebody else, right?
Yes, sir.
You cannot take no for an answer. Let's talk a little football with you. Now, you're going into your senior year at Palma. What were some of the reasons that you decided to attend that high school?
Well, it's a very prominent school, both athletically and academically, and I heard nothing but great things about it. And when I went to go shadow my sixth grade year, I fell in love with the place. There's not a lot of students there. It's a great community. I mean, all the teachers are right there with you. I mean, teachers are your coaches, they're your friends. It's really awesome place.
Yeah, that's the one. I'll tell you, I had a chance to hang out with you guys and be a part of the broadcast crew on Friday nights up the dial for Palma football, and I had a chance to meet the coaches, of course, and really liked your principal. And I gotta admit, he's the first principal I think I ever liked who I met. Guy there, he's a good man. So tell me a little bit about your experiences playing quarterback and what it's like, some of the skills that you're learning outside the classroom on the football field.
Well, to be a quarterback, it's more than just the arm and throwing the ball and running the ball. I've learned over these last 2 years that you really have to have a brain for the game. You really got to know what's going on, know what everybody's doing, and not just your position.
Yeah,
it's all around position.
That's pretty much an awareness type of thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's good for you. Well, tell us about your dad, who you worked with and got this set up for us.
Well, my dad really has been helping out along with my mom, and they've been talking to the teams, emailing when I was at school, and getting a hold of them too. It's pretty great. I mean, they're really busy people, but the fact that they've been helping out with this so incredibly, it's awesome. Really supportive parents.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, how did the Californian reporter come to hear of your story and approach you for that fine interview that I read about?
I think my father and I sent out a few emails, and Gilroy Dispatch got a hold of us, and from there we sent out the Gilroy Dispatch article and sent it to other people like California and the Hollister newspaper, and we try to get out to San Jose too and try and get some more recognition so people can come forward and recruit more soldiers for this.
Well, I'm going to talk to my friend Herm Edwards, who works at ESPN, and make sure that those folks find out about it, and maybe we'll get you even more publicity.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure. This is Brandon Villar joining us. FirstPitchFoundation.org is the website. It's an opportunity for those returning from Afghanistan and Iraq, those brave veterans, to throw out the first pitch at a professional baseball game. I like your website, too, because it says we're not trying to save the planet or end world hunger. There's other folks who can do that. We just want to try to send a little recognition and respect to these brave heroes. And well said there, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's outstanding. What are some of the lessons that you've learned doing this project, this wonderful endeavor you've undertaken?
I've learned to appreciate a lot more. I mean, I was really kind of in the dark about what goes on over there, and hearing what some of these people go through, these kids that are maybe a year, 2 years older than me, and just that they go through so much at such a young age. I mean, I got a whole new respect for those, what those people do and the hard work that they put in.
Well, good for you. Have you had any thoughts about joining the military yourself?
Oh, my parents would kill me if I even tried.
Oh, all right. Now, what was it that, hard maybe to speak for your brother, but if you know, what were some of the things that led up to his decision to join? It's the Army, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother felt like he wanted to do something more than what he was doing here. I mean, he was enjoying life here, enjoying hanging out with his friends, but he wanted to do more. He felt like what he was doing here wasn't enough, and he felt like that was the way that he could do something with himself, and it's been a great experience for him, too. I know it's tough, but it's been a great experience for him.
Yeah, you haven't seen him in a while. Have you sensed changes in him? In other words, he's become a man during this experience?
Oh, yes, sir. My brother's matured a lot. I mean, he was a great person when he was here and before, but, I mean, he's matured into quite a man while he's been over there.
What does your brother Brian hope to do when he gets back?
He hopes to come work for my dad. An insurance benefit.
All right. Well, that's good. Sir. Well, that's wonderful. Brandon Villar is our guest on Coach's Huddle, AM 540 KRXA. As I mentioned, the website, firstpitchfoundation.org. And Brandon is going to be playing quarterback next year for the Palma Chieftains. What have you been doing this summer to keep yourself in shape?
Well, in that last football game, I got injured, so I've been recovering and trying to get back with my team and do what they're doing. So it's been fun.
You know what? You just jogged a memory for me because I just flashed back to that injury you had. Tell us about it, would you?
It was the Valley Christian game.
Yep.
And towards the end, I was trying to score and I was trying to run. I stopped and I shouldn't have. And my ACL tore and I had to get surgery that December.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is not an easy injury to come back from. How's your rehab been going, Brandon?
It's been strenuous, but it's going to be worth it when I'm back playing with my teammates.
Well, that's the attitude we like to hear, young man. Outstanding for you. And by the way, you guys, I'll tell you what, the reason I remembered that was you guys were getting hammered by Valley Christian toward the end of the game, and you had the guts to try to get that ball in there. What made you think about stopping, though, young man?
I was trying to change direction, and that's one thing my coach has worked on with me is to definitely not stop.
Lower your head, keep your pads, and get forward.
Yes, sir.
You are not Michael Vick. Who's your favorite quarterback, speaking of which?
My favorite quarterback is Joe Montana.
All right. How old were you when the glory days were with the 49ers?
Oh, I don't even think I was alive yet.
Oh, really? But you heard all about it, and you've seen the highlights
yeah.
and everything like that. Is your dad a big football fan? Your dad likes football?
Oh, my dad loves football.
How about your mom? Does she freak out when she watches you like my mom used to do from the stands?
She does, but she when I score, I do get my mom the first one I can hear in the crowd.
Good for you. That's outstanding. Well, I'm really excited about the season for you because I love being a part of that team over there. It's a lot of fun. You guys really have – now, let me ask you this. There's a great celebration that takes place over in the sports complex there in Salinas. Do you guys – does that affect you when you're there?
Playing the complex?
Yeah, I like the crowd. How's the crowd work with you and all that support that you Palma Chieftains get?
Oh, we have such a great crowd at Palma. It's amazing, the turnout. We have 500 kids, maybe a little bit more than that at that school, but that turnout is always amazing.
Yeah, and the parents are out there as well, and everybody's having a great time. I know you can't take part of this, Brandon, but I got to admit, my favorite part is halftime going over and grabbing one of those tri-tip sandwiches.
Oh, yes, sir.
Those are delicious. What are some of the things that you've learned from Coach in terms of does Coach C work with you guys, the quarterbacks, or who's your coach there?
Coach Carnazzo?
Yeah, is he your quarterback's coach?
Coach Carnazzo has definitely taught me, you know, about all the reads. He's stressed on me the importance of knowing every position. I mean, he's definitely been there for the quarterbacks. He's there for everything.
Good.
He's taught me a lot about not just trying to throw the ball into places where it shouldn't be, but if it's not there, don't throw it. Throw the check down or run the ball.
Wonderful.
He definitely helped me out.
Well, that's good. And you sound like you're the kind of player that likes to learn. You are what a coach would enjoy a player to work with, because you really seem like you absorb a lot of stuff.
I try.
Yeah, well, that's good for you. All right, now, I got to take ourselves a break, and I'd just like to, before we have to say goodbye here this evening, tell us again or just how folks could get involved or find out more about your First Pitch Foundation.
Well, if there's a soldier that'd like to have honored, please go to our website at firstpitchfoundation.org, 1ST. And there's a link where you can apply and sign them up, and they'll email to us, and we'll try as soon as we can to get them a first pitch.
I think that's outstanding. When's your brother Brian coming home?
He should be home 1st of July, but he might be a little delayed, but that's fine.
All right, young man. Well, hey, Brian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And, again, thank you for your efforts on behalf of our heroes returning home, those brave servicemen and women coming back. Have we had any women throwing out the ball yet?
We have.
All right, I like that.
We had a woman, I believe she was a Marine. She came to the San Jose Giants game. I think she had the best throw out of all the guys, too.
I wouldn't put it past her, Brandon. All right, hey, all the best to you, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to keep in touch with you, and we'll keep the word alive about your First Pitch Foundation.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on, sir.
Oh, it was a pleasure, and all the best. It is Coach's Huddle, AM 540 KRXA.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.